Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. My number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Started off earlier with a little technical difficulties, but we're back in the saddle again, going on and going forward. Now, for the 7 o'clock hour, we have been talking with Daryl. He and I like to discuss soil samples a lot and how important they are. And, during that break, I was looking at the different soil samples, and I remember getting one from a listener. And one of the places that the Natural Alternatives works with is Spectrum Analytics. And their soil sample, when they send it back to you, has such great information. Now, one of the things that I like about a soil sample and finding the right one is when they actually, they don't just give you the results. They give you what it should be to make it, optimal. Show where you should be on a lot of your elements. So you're not just looking at it and saying, okay, well, all right, soil pH. It's not just about the pH. It's pH is very important. Don't get me wrong by any means. But looking at everything else underneath it and seeing what's going on. Why isn't this happening? The other thing I really like about this this soil sample is it has a little chart where, if you can't see it the best when it comes to, numbers, a chart might show you. This one has a very high, good, medium, and low. And then it shows you the different the elements that we look at on the soil sample. And it shows you where they are. So, we want them to be in that good level, not in the high, not too much in there. So, interesting. There are, multiple different styles looking at, some look at density of the soil, some look at, soil acidity, obviously, and then there is the, moisture content as well, how it holds the moisture, etc. So there are a couple different styles in there, what you should be doing at the end with those results. So it's very important. And I do have to say one thing that, I always talk about is getting a soil sample when something's wrong. I want to say about 2 months ago, Daryl called in and brought up a great point when it came to this and how it's not just about doing it when something's wrong, something bad happens. Take a look at it when something, something right happens. So you know exactly what's going on, so you can replicate that and go forward. So that's something to really think about as well. So, you know, soil tests, I could talk about them all day, but I don't want to bore anybody out there. Plus, we can't get out into that soil and work our hands in there outside. We could be doing some indoor gardening, but that'll be it for a little bit. Crazy thing about today is we were in the low 20s, and later on today it's going to hit about 42 where I am. So up and down weather, who knows what's going on out there, and we know our plants don't. Now, I started talking a little bit, you know, as we've talked about the soil and what to use, about the different, you know, which vegetables we want to think about this year. And one of the things that this week hit me that I was really thinking about was, you know, obviously New Year's happened. We all try to eat healthy, look at different things of what we can do. And, you know, I've been trying it very hard to try and be healthier. And I've been looking for different recipes and different things here and there, eating more fish, more of this, that, etc. Less of the sugars, less of, you know, all those different things. But I made a corn chowder the other day that had tons of vegetables in it. I had doubled the recipe, and we had, six cups of diced potatoes, 2 cups of carrots, 2 cups of celery, 2 cups of onions diced up, and 8 cups of corn, and then, you know, a few things here and there. And it was like, at the end we tasted it. It was great. I know some of you out there might not think about it, but one of the reasons why it was healthy is they actually have you use almond milk. Not that almond milk's better than milks, but they have you use it. And I'll tell you this, couldn't even tell the difference. But while I was having all these things, it made me think, which ones of these can we grow at home? You know, maybe it's not for a corn chowder for later in the year, but what could I be growing at home and enjoying to be making some of these things? And, you know, I look at it and I know my daughters love cucumbers. I mean, absolutely love cucumbers. Ask for them by name. Want them any time of day. Maybe this year we'd be looking at getting some cucumbers grown in the yard, knowing that, those are the style that you can actually directly sow into the soil. Grow from seed right outside. You know, it's not one that you need to start early, indoors. You could, so you can get ready for it and have it going, but we're ways off on that one. But it really got me thinking, what can we be doing? You know, I've got to figure out some, better light in the house to grow some things. But, man, it would be awesome to grow some of these vegetables with my kids, with my girls, and just say, hey, you grew this, and now you're going to eat it. Obviously, it was cool that, I got to eat something that was healthy and thought about it that way, but it really opened up some other things. What can we do at home to get with that? And, obviously, we'll be looking at some lettuces and some tomatoes. Everybody's going to have tomatoes, right? It's funny. My oldest loves ketchup, loves it, but doesn't like tomatoes. It's interesting. I don't think she knows the ketchup is made of tomatoes, but I digress. But we'll be looking at that, and it's definitely time to get ready. I know last week while we were during a break, I was looking at some different websites, and I was saying, all right, I'm going to request some catalogs, some seed catalogs. One, just to know what's out there, and two, just to, maybe I want to buy something from there. Who knows, but I'll probably end up going to the local garden center, going to my garden center that I work at and purchasing from there, as I do want to support the local, independents. But it'll be some good information to have, taking a look at different seeds. I talk about on here, looking at Burpee. Burpee seeds have been around forever. If you like their seeds, great. I have, nothing wrong with them. I love their website. the most just because of the information that it'll give me that I can pull from it. I also, for seeds, one of my favorite seeds out there is Botanical Interests. Botanical Interests is an awesome brand that's in your independent garden centers. They're really, really good products. A lot of them are organic. They've been taken care of that way. So take a look out there at the different seed catalogs, different places where you can buy seed and find out, which one's best for you. Because I think, I think like myself, I'm going to be looking at what we can be doing in the garden. Don't have a huge little spot, but we'll definitely be trying something. I know I won't be able to raise a cornfield where I am to make that corn chowder that we've had here at home. But what else can we do? And we'll be looking at ours. It'll probably be some cucumbers, and hopefully my daughters don't do the same thing as my brother Jason used to do, which when he used to go out into the garden while the cucumbers were growing and bite the bottoms off because he loved cucumbers so much. That's every time my daughters tell me that they love cucumbers, all I can think about is my brother Jason and the stories that my dad would tell me, because I wasn't around at that point. He was young when he was doing it, and they thought it was a rabbit or a deer or something, when in fact it was my brother Jason going out there eating the cucumbers right off the vine. Nothing gets fresher than that, right? So we'll be looking at that and a few other things. If you guys have some questions you have, or you want to discuss some different things you're going to be doing in the garden, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll get back more of your questions, more information about your garden. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Stan is in South Carolina and wants to discuss an alt to black glyphosate.
Okay. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Stan. Yes, hey.
Stan. How are
Hello.
You? Hi, Stan.
Hey. Please. I was wanting to find out an herbicide that I could use instead of glyphosate Roundup.
Okay. Now, what are you looking to use it for? Just a general kill of everything?
Yes. I want to clear off. I have a mixture of zoysia and border grass, and I want to just clear the whole area down to, you know, just nothing.
Okay. Now, you know, that's obviously that's the hot topic of using. You don't want to use the glyphosate. Nobody wants to use that with just what it can do. If you want to look organic, Bonide has a great one with Burnout. Burnout is a organic product that you can use all over the area. It's actually, once it dries, it's rainproof. You want it in the sun. Because what it'll actually do is it burns the outer layer of the leaf, and then it has the sun take over from there and kill the cells that are in it from there. So that's a good one to use. Natural Alternative has one called Adios. That's another organic variety to be using as a complete type killer. It doesn't... It's not selective. It will kill everything.
What's that company again?
Natural Alternative. They have a website, naturalalternative.com. And their product Adios, you could be using to take care of everything there. You know, it's not something. If you're looking to just completely kill everything, you could be, you know, looking at like a Weed Beater Ultra or a Weed Beater from Bonide. Those will kill multiple different types of weeds in the lawn. But the thing about it is with Zoysia grass is a harder one because it's technically a grass. So a lot of the selective killers are not going to kill that because of the grass that's there. It wants to save the grass that's there, right? It doesn't want to kill those. So it's really basically looking at the organic ones as the way that are your non-glossophate type products. Everything else is going to be more selective as well and not kill the grass. So if you're looking for something to really get there, again, you can use Adios or Burnout Two from Bonide.
Would you happen to have telephone numbers for both of those, please?
Let me see what I can get for you for Natural Alternatives. The Bonide one, that one you're going to have to find at a local garden center. So that's going to have to be something there, because they don't have like a number where you could just call and order it. But the Natural Alternative, they have a website, and I can give you the phone number right now. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Their phone number is 888-546-5941. Okay, and that's the phone number to Natural Alternative. The great thing about them, and I think one of the reasons why we talk about them so much, is when you call and tell them what you're trying to do, they will actually try to find the best thing for you and get even more information for you of how much you need to use, when to use it, etc. So I definitely recommend calling those guys.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. Some people have told me that with some of these that you have to do it with certain temperatures.
Definitely, they want it over 65 and under 85.
Okay,
alrighty.
Very good. Well, I'll pursue these. I really appreciate your help.
Have a great one.
You too.
Bye bye. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's recently bolstered defense team in the impeachment trial against him that starts on Tuesday says the House case is fatally flawed and constitutionally invalid. They filed their first response with the Senate yesterday, saying that the impeachment has procedural irregularities, and they call it a dangerous attack on the American people. The fourth annual Women's March, taking place in over 300 cities nationwide, including in New York City, where this woman said,
"We want to unify the city. We want to talk about our issues and make sure that we're getting everything we need out to perpetuate the message."
Organizers say the goals include ending violence against women, protecting reproductive rights, and protecting the environment. Puerto Rico's emergency director fired after residents discovered a warehouse full of Hurricane Maria supplies that were never distributed. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Stan in regards to alternatives to glyphosate. And right at the end there, brought up a good point that people have told him certain temperatures are needed for these products. And I tried to throw it in there real quick, but usually the temperatures that they want is between, you know, 60, 65, and below 85. Now, I find with some of the, you know, products, the organic products, when it's a little bit warmer than 65, maybe into the 70s, mid-70s, it actually works better. When the sun is out and not a hazy type or cloudy day, the burnout product is one that needs the sun to really work. So you spray this product on the weeds and everything along those lines, and then it burns off the outer layer of the weed branch, the weed, the leaf, etc. And so it makes it so the sun, the ultraviolet rays, or that just the sun itself is going to burn the plant. So it actually needs the sun to work with it. So it's pretty interesting. It's not just about temperature. It's about, you know, sun as well, and when the rain's going to happen. You want to try and get a day that's not going to have any rain in it. Give yourself almost 24 hours to dry. A lot of them you don't need 24 hours to dry. They'll say right on the package. Some will say be dry in 8 hours. Some will say 12. Some will say even 24, but a lot of them are less than that. So I wanted to just go on with that just a little bit, because I think it's important to know it's not just about, you know, the temperatures. It's about a few other things as well. So definitely great to be talking about that and some alternatives out there, because, you know, we don't want to We don't want to just be using chemicals, spraying them everywhere, and just getting them in the ground, doing that type of thing. I am still in the camp, and not completely there, but in the camp of looking at it and saying, all right, if I do this correctly, there's no wind, and I spray to the contact area that I want, is it going to work? It should, but I'm looking for those alternative ways too, but I still think there's some thought to it of what can be done to it. Being used on crops, yeah, I'm not for that. Using on some of the weeds that you're not in an area that has a washout in different areas, I think it could work. Again, we'd have to really look into it a little bit. But, the glyphosate has done a lot of things. Last week we talked with a gentleman who was, eating his Cheerios every morning and now no longer will because of that being in there. So there's some different looks to it. So definitely, see what you can do to be, an alternative to using a chemical when possible. Even when, doing, just a regular spray for an insect or something along those lines. There's definitely organic ways to use versus using a synthetic way. What can you do to make that, better for the environment, better for the plants, etc.? So definitely something to be looking at if it's an oil or if it's a... in this instance, the burnout, which would be a total vegetation type killer, or adios, which is the same. Take a look and see, what you're doing, what you can do, and there's always going to be an alternative. So, something to be looking at. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll talk a little bit about our indoor plants and a lot of those flowering plants. To prolong those blooms and keep them going, we want to fertilize them. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes and grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, those of you who listen weekly, obviously, have heard me talk about, plants and which ones to fertilize and when to. And a lot of times we talk about not fertilizing in the winter. But your flowering plants at this time, like your peace lily, it's going to have some blooms. You want to prolong it. That would be one for a fertilizer to be using. Some of the Kalanchoe or Calanchio, however you want to say it, tomato, right? Those you could be using. An orchid, prolonging those blossoms at this point, using that orchid food. So there are plants that you can be fertilizing. I don't want you to think that you can't fertilize at this time of year. It's just certain ones want to kind of go dormant for the season. So when you're seeing your plants that flower during the season, when I say season, I mean spring, summer, or fall, that's the ones that you would want to slow down your fertilizing when it comes to the winter. Ones that are flowering in the fall and winter, obviously you prolong those blossoms and get more, that's when you would fertilize. So there's a little bit of a difference, and I might have talked many times about not fertilizing in the winter, but I want to reiterate that certain plants don't want that. So you want to take a look and see which way you need to go. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Robert is in Columbia, South Carolina.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Two problems. One, I need to put down, I guess, the post-emergent, because I see weeds coming out. But even more so, I have scallops or wild onions growing in my yard now. I saw those. How did I get rid of them?
Okay. Now, so you, the post-emergent, the broadleaf weed killer, is what you're looking to put down now in the lawn?
Yes, because it's starting to get that time of the year, but I also had some scallops or wild onions in the yard.
It'd be the wild onion would be yeah. be the one you're looking at. Now, you're looking at pretty much going to your step or your phase two. Putting down your broadleaf weed killer to be putting in the lawn would be the best product to be using. The wild onion, so there's a couple products out there that you can be using. I'm trying to think which is the best one for you for that. There's a weed beater ultra that you could use in the lawn that could go down. The temperatures you could use it would be all the way down to like 45 degrees, which obviously isn't the case at the moment for you there. But weed beater ultra from Bonide is a really good one to be doing that. The other... I believe a sedge ender will actually do it. I know it's a different name to it, but a sedge ender will actually work on it with the products that's in it because it's the same type of thing. The thing is, it needs to be active to kill it. It's not one that you can use as like a pre-emergent. It's not one that you could just put out early to fix it. So it needs to be there, and that's why you would use that weed beater or weed beater ultra for the lawn.
Okay.
Okay. And, right. And again, with your second step would be the one we're looking at doing to take care of any of those weeds that are coming through at this point.
Okay.
All right, and that weed beater can be found at a local garden center. It's by Bonide. If you want their website, bonide.com, has a dealer locator, so you can find out where the closest one to you is.
Okay.
So you don't have to go searching for it. They can make that simple for you. All righty?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. You have a good one, Robert. Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's, the wild onion can kind of go crazy in the lawn. They look like the shallots. They look like, I can't think of the name that I was thinking of, but they look like those little guys. They're real all over the place. They even have that smell of an onion when you pull them. It's not that easy just to pull them because they are going all over the place. But that weed beater from Bonide, Weed Beater Ultra, is a great one to use. And it's for broadleaf weeds, so you can actually it won't harm the lawn as well. That's why it's so good at what it does and why you would want to use it, because you can put it right over the lawn and it's not going to kill the lawn, the existing lawn that's there. We all know that some of the other products out there can just kill everything. This will not. And again, this is for northern and southern grasses. So I know a lot of times we talk about Bonide, we talk about, how it can go down to 40, 45 degrees for that cool weather performance. For more of those northern grasses, those fescues, those rye. But it will go down to the southern grasses, the zoysia grasses, etc. So definitely look at it. Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide, great product to take care of some of those wild onions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. The 8 o'clock hour, we do have Cianne from Wild Delight coming on. We're going to talk a little bit about woodpeckers and what we can do to feed them, feed our other animals, especially with the snow that we just got. Talk about a few things there. So she'll be joining us in about 15, 20 minutes or so to give us some information. So look forward to that. It's been great to have her on every couple weeks here talking about the different birds and what we can be doing. Because I know the birds up here are really confused with the weather that's going on. So we're going to take a break here. And our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. Get back. Give a little bit more information out there of what you can be doing in the garden. And after that, CM from Wild Delight. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are going to get right into the phone lines. Got a couple on the line there. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick, for taking my call. You know, last weekend on a 70 degrees, I went out into my garden and I noticed my forsythia. So I decided that I would cut a couple of branches and try to force them. I did the same thing with viburnum, Korean spice, and I'm so pleased because I see some action with those forsythias. And I was wondering what else I could force. Now, I know I forced several years ago a magnolia branch. That I don't have a magnolia in my yard, but a friend gave me one that had fallen off his tree. And it was, I forced it, and it was wonderful. Now, you know, I have azaleas, and I have rhododendrons. And I was wondering, could I force those?
You could definitely try with both of those.
Okay,
you know, they have their buds already set for this year.
That's right.
So they're definitely be ready. Just look for some viable ones. What I would do is the temperatures are off and on this week. Look for days that are going to be above freezing. I notice with my rhododendrons, when it's freezing, below freezing, their leaves are, you know,
they're
curled up. And they don't look so great, right? So
no,
I want to wait until they're not going to be as in shock, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Then I would cut them and bring them in and force them that way.
Oh, okay. That's it. And I could do the same thing with the azalea. I have more azalea than rhododendron.
Definitely. And, you know, I wouldn't try like a hydrangea or things like that just because they build a lot of it on the inside of the plant itself. So that's, I wouldn't touch those. You know, I might even take a look maybe at like a dogwood. Dogwood.
Oh, right, yeah.
You could bring in some branches if something was broken on there. Those might be nice. I'm trying to think what else, but you've really hit the nail on the head with the forsythia and bringing in right. that you've had the magnolia in the past. Those are all good ones and easy ones to do.
Right, right. I'm so happy with the way the forsythia is doing because I could see something is happening on those branches. And also, I wanted to mention when I was out last weekend in my garden, I saw the white, and I thought, well, no, it's not snowing that weekend. And I went back, and there were hellebores in full bloom.
Yeah.
They were that white hellebores, and I just loved them. I said, now, today I can't see them because they're all covered by, the white flowers are covered by snow, but the snow will melt, and I'll see them again. So I love hellebores. See, I mean, who would think that you would get flowers growing in New England outside in January?
Exactly. And, you know, one other one that might be a nice, you just made me think of it, it's an early blooming one, would be a witch hazel. Hazel would be a nice one because those are one of the first ones that kind of show spring.
Right.
Some of them will even flower in the winter time, so that might be a good one to think about as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
Alrighty.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Have a good
right.
day.
You Bye. Too. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, do we have another call on the line? I want to try to get him before the 8 o'clock hour here.
Yep, David in San Francisco.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Hey, you remember last week we were talking about whether or not we could get the extension agents to start
yep.
paying for seed distribution?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, you know, I've been thinking for years that hiking clubs and hunting clubs and, I mean, gardening covers a lot of different ground and, you know, bicyclists. I'm
yep.
thinking wheelchair clubs or something like that if they want to go out there and plant and gather seeds, you know, things like this. And, you know, it's like people going on an excursion, much less. I mean, if you're in jail and probation and parole allows you to get out and, you know, spread some seeds around, that might be a good idea, too. Get local budgets going.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think getting something out there growing and making plants make people happier, make the world a better place, and make us survive, right? So I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, local wins out.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, plant local and gather seeds from afar, apparently. Yeah, but dead serious, we got to get Congress to pay for it before Election Day.
All right.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.